middle of Wednesday this week because of Thanksgiving, but nonetheless, we say good morning to the coach, Mike McCarthy. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well, Jerry. Good morning to you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. You know, with the Monday night game, I'm assuming that gives you the opportunity to have a normal Thanksgiving schedule with the family?
Oh, definitely. We're gonna work here late today. We're going to put in our normal down and distance third down. Have a late practice with the players, coaches. We got to grind away here into the red zone, short yards, goal line, four minute offensive backed up, and we'll get out of here tonight, and then we'll be able to spend Thanksgiving with our families, and we'll be back at it Friday, and we'll just treat Friday like a normal Thursday, being on the Monday night schedule.
I know there are people who might look back at the last 4 weeks and wonder what you have to be thankful about, but I know I've spoken with you enough, and I know how important family is to you. I'm guessing, after that kind of stretch, you probably see the significance of being thankful more than ever.
Definitely. I'm thankful for, number one, being touched by the grace of God and everything that I've been blessed with in my life, and most importantly, my family. But secondly, I mean, professionally, it's just the second family of mine here at the Green Bay Packers. I'm coaching a great group of men. We're going through a really, really tough spot, and I wouldn't want to go through it with anybody else. I mean, these men show up here every day with their attitude and their energy, and we're going through a spot where we have some moving parts, and we particularly in the game, and we got to handle that better and cleanly and more detailed. But we have great confidence in what's in front of us, and that's exciting. But very thankful for the group of people I work with.
As a head coach, I don't think you've ever seen a stretch quite like this. In terms of what you do to motivate the players and the psychological part of being a coach, has that changed for you?
It doesn't change. I mean, obviously, my message is different than it's been because, as you've already stated, we haven't been through anything like this, in my time here. This is my first experience as a head coach when we had a tough run, a couple tough segments back in 06, but it was my first year, and I was trying to establish myself and really trying to build a program back then. So my messaging is obviously different, but with that, it's the focus is the same. Jerry, you really have to stay focused on the pulse of your football team, the pulse of your culture, and make sure that we're all doing exactly what we need to do to have the flow in our preparation process to go beat the Eagles.
I know you never want to use injuries as an excuse, but when you look what happened on defense late in the game last week and the struggles you've had on defense over this stretch, they're not an excuse. Certainly they're at least part of an explanation, are they not?
Well, I mean, they're part of the game. So, I mean, and obviously when things go right or they go wrong, it's always part of that explanation. I mean, it's the part that we got to flip. I mean, we want the explanation to be that, hey, we endured some injuries and we've had some changes and, we overcame them and played to the level of detail and success we needed to. And that's not what we did on Monday night. And unfortunately, we made the most critical mistakes, the most critical part of the game. And I think it was clearly evident there at the end of the fourth quarter.
You mentioned now you're looking ahead to the Eagles. Just talk a little bit about rookie quarterback Carson Wentz. He got off to a very hot start, one of those hot rookies. He's cooled some since then. He's coming off what could maybe be his worst game of the season in Seattle. What do you see when you look at the tape of Carson Wentz?
Well, he's an impressive athlete, number one. I mean, if you're looking for a young quarterback to build on, he definitely fits the bill. He can make all the throws. Big, tall athlete. He can make plays out of the pocket. He's obviously an established runner. Has a history in the read option. So, very impressive. And they're not just lining up in one formation and doing basic things with them too. So he's running a challenging offense, and he's done a lot of good things. I've been impressed.
And we'll be watching Monday night as always. And good luck, Coach, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Happy Thanksgiving.